After 9:30, so Elaine Genoway, Chair of the Orange County Senior Citizens Advisory Council, calling to order the February 23rd, 2021, that sounds funny to say, meeting of the Executive Board. The meeting is via Zoom. It is being recorded. And I know you all know, keep yourself muted unless you're talking, so we have good sound quality. Gene Hernandez, Vice Chair, will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let me get a flag up here if you need one. I do have one.
I think Lisa has one. Oh, there.
Oh, yeah, you do. That's good. Okay, if you'll please stand and join me as we renew our pledge to the most visible sign of freedom in the world. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, colleagues. Please be seated.
Thank you, Gene. Hey, Elizabeth, could you please take roll?
Yes. Elizabeth Busick, present. Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Gene Hernandez.
Here.
Phil Mandeville.
Present.
John Poynter.
Present.
Dave Tetzlaff.
Present.
Cynthia Thacker.
Present.
Madam Chairman, we have a quorum.
Okay, and from the Office on Aging, we have Erica Danzak and Carissa Murrieta. So thank you all for being here today. Now is time for public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. I don't see any members of the public. Carissa, do we have any comments or requests to speak?
We do not.
Thank you. Okay, public communications is now closed. And we are on to agenda item number 5, Office on Aging Updates. Erica, take it away.
Not too many updates to report since we just had our general SCAC meeting on Friday. So you guys are all up to speed on the latest and greatest. Our priority for this week and next week is to finalize all the logistics for the March 12th SCAC. Well, we're calling it a workshop. I was going to say offsite, but we're all going to be enjoying it from our own homes. We have a nice agenda for the morning with an opportunity, you know, to network and just have some informal socialization before the meeting. So just want to remind you and remind SCAC that that opportunity will be available. And then we will be asking everyone for the address of where they plan to participate in the meeting from, because we're going to be scheduling deliveries we're trying to finalize that, but it's either going to be the day before or the morning of. It might be half and half, but everyone's going to be receiving a delivery before the meeting starts on Friday. And then we have a presentation from myself and a couple of my staff members regarding the master plan for aging. We're just going to give a high level overview to tee up the small breakout group discussions, where they'll be facilitated by the Office on Aging staff that you saw on the team list. Hopefully everyone opens up those attachments from the email that Carissa sent as a follow-up from the meeting, because that has the team assignment. So everyone knows who they're gonna be in, you know, a small group discussion with, and who that facilitator is going to be that's assigned to that group. And I'd like to say that it was random, but those team assignments were very intentional, because we wanna make sure that we've got a good mix of those of you that are on the exec board. You know, we didn't wanna group everyone together. We wanted to make sure that there was a good spread for those that are the committee chairs. And then those that are on the committees, to make sure that those people aren't all grouped together too. Because we want that diverse, you know, perspective and communication around a common topic. And then we'll be also hearing from someone that works for the Get Set Up company, and that's regarding technology. The the company hires seniors to teach seniors how to use technology. So it's just one example of some of the things that are offered for seniors when we talk about trying to incorporate and build capacity with seniors and their proficiency and comfort level using technology. And then we will come together after the small groups and come together as a large general council again and have report outs. So keep in mind that we're going to be probably assigning someone to take notes in your small group discussion and then someone to report out what you discussed in your small groups. And then we'll be, you know, capturing all of that in the discussion. And then Elaine and I are going to be meeting at least a couple of times to really, you know, synthesize all of that discussion and come up with the priorities and goals that are going to be presented to the Board of Supervisors in May. And that coincides again with Older Americans Month. So there's just a lot of logistics. We want to make sure that we, you know, maximize our time and we want it to be a productive morning. It is a workshop, so it is going to be a working meeting. And we want to be able to accomplish everything that we need to in those few hours. We hope to end by noon. It won't be carried on through lunch. So we really need to make sure that we stay as close to the agenda and timeline as possible so that we have enough time to, you know, get everything done that we need to. Anything you want to add to that, Elaine?
The only other thing I would add regarding the groups, you talked about how we, you know, spread the standing committee members and the executive board. And we also spread, there are a number of members on SCAC, not too many, but a few who, as their profession, work in the senior services space. So we also spread those amongst the groups so that, again, to have diverse and robust discussions. So because their contributions are valuable in that they kind of bring to us what is taking place out in that service area. So, and the only, I have a question for you, Erica. Do we have some sort of a template for resolutions for Older Americans Month? Because that's something we could have our sent to the city councils and ask each city if we give them enough notice to make a proclamation.
I'm sure we do. I'm sure that we've done something like that with the board in the past. So let me follow up. I'll check. I'll start with Jenna and see if we have any kind of a resolution template.
Okay, great.
What month is that, please?
May.
May, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's that on the workshop. The only other thing I wanted to make sure that you guys are aware of, and as a heads up, there will be a South County Senior Summit this year. We're starting to work with 5th District on the planning for that. It is also going to be in May to coincide with Older Americans Month. The thing that makes the Senior Summit different this year is obviously we're in COVID, so it is going to be virtual and it's going to be pre-recorded. Saddleback is donating their AV and production staff to pre-record a Senior Summit. So Supervisor Bartlett will do a welcome and opening, and then there'll be a few speakers. And the focus is really on seniors and post-COVID. So what kind of mental health impacts has COVID had on seniors and isolation? We know isolation and depression are closely linked, and that has been a focus of the senior population during COVID. And we know that for seniors, COVID is going to have a very long tail, because seniors were the first to be instructed to stay home, and they're probably going to be one of the last groups to feel comfortable going out and reassimilating back into, you know, their social groups, church, what have you. And a lot of the senior centers are going to be doing, you know, hybrid offerings where some of the activities are going to be in person, and some are going to be offered virtually. So What kind of psychological impacts has COVID had on seniors, and sort of what could be some of the concrete steps that seniors could take in order to feel comfortable reassimilating post-COVID? So that'll be the keynote. And I think they're trying to get some humor in there as well. I think Sergio from Supervisor Bartlett's office has connections with a comedian, so they're gonna do a little stand-up routine. And then that'll be it. I think it's only gonna be an hour just for attention span purposes. And unlike the big senior summit events like we've had in the past where there's sponsors and tables with exhibits and all that kind of stuff, there's not gonna be any of that. It's really just gonna be about the speakers and the information. And then the Office on Aging will put together a resources page that we can put up on the screen at the end. Because when you talk about mental health and the psychological implications of COVID, it's kind of like, well, now what? Where do we go with our questions? Where do we go for help? So we want to make sure that seniors have those concrete resources at the end to be able to walk away from the senior summit, you know, with something tangible. And I think that's it. So the goal is to have everything pre-recorded in the month of April so that it can start airing on May 1st. I think that they have some sort of connections with Cox Communication, so it will be airing on the local channel in South County, but then there will also be a YouTube link that anyone can go on when they have an hour and watch the pre-recorded senior summit. I think that they've done this sort of thing before, not with a senior summit, but with a emergency preparedness expo. And that YouTube link has over like 1700 views. So I think it does capture a wide audience. And we're hoping that we can at least reach that many, you know, and that doesn't even take into account the airing on the local cable network. So that's the plan.
Okay. Thank you, Erica. And if you're able to get an invitation flyer from Supervisor Bartlett's office, we can send that out to all the senior centers and then they can distribute that. Also, you said you're gonna have a resource page at the end up on the screen. If you could also do that as a separate flyer as well, and then we can have our cities distribute that too through the different social media channels and websites. I see Elizabeth had a question.
The question is, all right, so it's going to go out on May 1st, and then will it be the whole month of May?
Yes, it will be airing periodically on the local channel through the whole month of May, but because that YouTube link will be live starting May 1st, anyone could go in there at any point, you know, throughout the month or even after and view it as convenient for them.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Erica? Okay, just to let all of you know something that I asked Erica for, because we're not going to be sending out the meeting invitation to the public like we usually do, because we're having the workshop in March. It seemed to me that at our meeting on Friday, a number of members, and particularly newer members to SCAC, were almost looking at their response, their role on SCAC as having a personal concierge to ask specific questions that really weren't about the business of the meeting. Good, I'm seeing heads nodding. So I've asked Erica if we could put together a flyer that has that the call center's phone number is like, have a question, we've got the answers, and give bullet points of the different types of questions that can be answered. So as SCAC members, your role would be to distribute that to the community so everyone else can take responsibility for calling and getting their question answered. Because that's what we should be doing, is connecting people to the Office on Aging, not being the go-between to get the answers, or the personal concierge. So I hope that you will find that helpful. So you'll see that coming out in the next couple of weeks. in lieu of the usual flyer with the meeting invitation on it. Okay. Now on to standing committee reports. Jean.
Well, my group has been very, very busy. The first is the I want to talk about is the health and nutrition committee. Elizabeth, you and I, or Elaine, you and I had talked about, them wanting to put out a flyer. And they brought that up and I explained, I said, well, you can't really, and here, thank you, Carissa. Here's the flyer, Elaine, that they want to do. And that had to go before us first, I said, for approval. And then we would recommend the Office on Aging, shouldn't be a problem. They put the Office on Aging logo, so they didn't do anything unique to them, which is kind of what they wanted to do initially. And all they really want to do is just bring awareness to their committee and invite people to attend. So it looks pretty good, actually. Do you have any issues with this, guys or gals?
No, but I would let Erica take it through the normal review process.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what she's expecting. Okay. That whatever that is, we'll let Erica do that. So, and I'll let them know that they wanted to do it for their March 17th meeting. So I don't know what Erica's timeline is. Erica, do you have a timeline and we can get this thing done?
Yeah, if you want to just email it to me, we'll expedite that review and get you a quick approval.
Okay, Carissa, you've got it. Would you send that to Erica, please? Thank you. All right, you'll have that, Erica. Appreciate that.
And what they might want to do also is instead of putting a specific date, say it's what the third Wednesday of the month and different topics that are discussed. So it could be a flyer for all their meetings, just a suggestion.
All righty.
And I also have, can we do this for the other standing committees in the sense you just replace one, you know, information maybe have.
Yeah, if they have the wherewithal to do it. This committee had the wherewithal and that's why they did it, but you're certainly not limited from doing it as long as you do it with that logo on it. So I don't mean that as a slam. I'm just saying they're very aggressive and that's why they did it. So I think that's a good role model for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Gene, maybe if you could, you know, let the other two standing committee chairs know that option is available. But anything does need to go through the Office on Aging for approval.
Absolutely. The other thing with that committee, this particular meeting I was attending, they were going over their goals. And they came up with two more goals they wanted to add. And I said, does that have to be approved by somebody? I go, yeah, it's got to go for between the executive committee. We'll look at it. And then we'll get you the feedback on it. And I'm going to put that right up here for you. Okay, so what they added was they wanted members of the H&N committee will promote the Office on Aging Information Assistance Call Center. They've got a phone number. And then as part of the digital divide conversation, H&N will promote the need for Wi-Fi and tech tools for older adults to access telehealth appointments, which I thought that was very positive. The reason for the first, which was, did I just say... hang on a minute. The first goal I gave. Carissa, can you read that back to me? I didn't pull that up on my screen here.
The first goal, I don't.
Okay.
It's members of the Health and Nutrition Committee will promote the Office on Aging Information and
Assistance. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Elaine. The reason they came up with that was, and not like previous committees before them or all of us, they said, gee, there's so many people doing stuff that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, or we don't know who's doing it. Is there a way that we can kind of have this under one umbrella? I go, well, we've tried that. And I will tell you, one of the stumbling blocks is that it requires constant, and I mean like monthly updates, or some of those groups that we're referring to are no longer in existence. And they fade. And the Office on Aging rep who was there mentioned the same thing. So they were saying, okay, they're looking for some way they can do this that'll be effective where maybe you can go to one site and it's got some resources. And then you would have to check and see if those resources were still viable. That's what they're thinking was there. Because they said, there's a lot of stuff out there we're hearing about. And people were bringing up, hey, what about this? What about that? And we're going, well, gosh, I didn't know about that. I hadn't heard that. So is there one place we can go to? You know, guys, we've gone over that before. And they really didn't have something like that. So, or we've tried that before. In fact, I want to say this committee, didn't we print one up before? And it became obsolete within minutes of the printing. They were no longer there. Nothing's more frustrating. You get a resource, you call it, and nobody's there, or nobody answers, or doesn't know what they're talking about. So,
yeah. Are you talking,
Erica, about just a heads up on that? I know you guys have looked at that kind of thing before.
Yeah. Are you talking about the brochure that we had printed up?
We printed up a resource brochure. It was resources.
We had one at the last senior summit. But it, as far as this point, I think it's an excellent point, and that's something, but I think it's more for the broader SCAC rather than, we want to be careful that the standing committees aren't focusing on what their role is to be looking at certain issues. And I think this may be addressed by what I had asked Erica for what we'll be sending out. And then we also, was this before or after, Gene, they received that list of all the different collaboratives?
I think it was after they received that.
Okay.
And I will tell you that we probably need to pay attention to what you just said to all our committees, because they're all doing something similar. So we want to make sure, but they all understand, hey, it's got to come before the executive committee first. We'll address it and either bless it or say, no, there's an issue with it, as you just pointed out. So, Elaine, so that's fine. They get that. They understand that there's a clearinghouse. There's a process. It just does not automatically go from them to print. So,
yeah. So what I would say on this particular goal, I say that's excellent feedback. That's something that, we've recognized, and we will be coming out with information that they can share via social media, and that'll be sent to all SCAC members.
Yeah, they really want to use social media more effectively, but they also recognize that there's a lot of seniors that don't have access to that, aren't aware of it, don't have Wi-Fi. So they're hitting on a whole lot of issues. So
yeah,
and those are issues to all of us. It's not just their committee, but they focus in on their committee. They have some really sharp folks there, and they're very, it's like, I'd rather hold wild Mustangs back than build a fire, under slugs. So this is a really good thing. Yeah. I think
this also highlights the role of the senior center liaisons, because when we receive those things, it's to also, send it to the senior center director, and they should know how to communicate with their clients and who's using that center. And if they need to send it to other groups, and I know our senior center, they also print off the flyers and they give it to the senior club. And so there's many ways for it to be distributed, but that's why it's so very important that relationship be developed with the director of the senior center by the SCAC liaison, because they have to, get out the information in their city.
Yeah. You know what? That's excellent suggestion. And again, I hate to hold them back and say, well, let's wait till all the other committees do the same thing.
I wouldn't say that. No, I would say the flyer that Erica is coming up with the phone number, that's within the next week or two. Right, Erica? Yeah, because that's already in process.
But I will make that suggestion to the other committees to do a similar. They have a great turnout, by the way, at their committee. There's a lot of folks that show up to that. So they are doing well. The Ledge committee also is doing very well. And by the way, both these committees have their programs lined out for at least the year, with the exception of H&T. I think they stopped at 9 months because they said, well, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I disagree. I'd have said, no, go all the way to the year. But okay, that's their call. But they're also doing well. The Ledge committee has a voracious appetite for legislation that's dealing with the seniors and what they can do with that and how they can do with that and make themselves aware of it, basically. So so their speakers are all lined up to be basically electeds, what's your stance on senior issues and that kind of thing. Elaine, you might be a good program for them, sharing with ACCOC, except that really doesn't necessarily focus on, in fact, rarely focus on senior issues. It focuses on a whole lot of other issues. But I think with you there now, we'll start bringing more of a, hey, by the way, what are we doing for seniors? What's the senior legislative?
Well, yeah. And
that's the programs I'm lining up. That's the
connection I'm making with ACCOC and our senior committee and the California senior legislature. because we do have areas of mutual interest.
Yeah, we do. And H&T is cranking right along. They've had some really good speakers and will continue to have good speakers throughout this next year. They've gone over their goals. They're all set. Sandy's doing a really nice job of chairing that, as is Meredith. We've got some really good chairs, and the Ledge chair, she's awesome too. So very high energy, willing to cooperate. The thing you've got here is people that really want to see things moving. They want to see, okay, let's make things happen. So again, like I said, we got to make careful that we do this under the umbrella of the Office on Aging. So Erica, you may start be getting a lot of knocks on the door, just a heads up. But and again, I think this is a good thing. So
no, I'm really excited to hear this, because we know it's taken a while to get to this place.
You know what it took? It took just the right connection, combination of chairs, and now you've got them. So it's quite interesting. And you get some, how do I say this tactfully, some pretty unique personalities on these committees. H&R has a really unique one. But bless them, they're trying to do the right thing. And that's good. It's just sometimes a little bit of information can be very dangerous. So,
yeah.
And that's it for my report. Oh, IT, I'm still waiting to hear from David, and he's assuring me that they're going to make the...
That's the next thing.
Yeah.
That we're going to talk about.
On our IT computer stuff, and they haven't had a chance to meet yet, but I know David's going to crack the whip.
The reason they haven't met yet is because the committee hasn't been stood up yet. So
I didn't know we didn't have a set up. I thought we already had one.
Well, no? Because it's an ad hoc committee. It's a temporary committee. So, and Erica and I have discussed this, and the timing wasn't quite right before, because we were waiting for some information back from the Strategic Plan on Aging and their technology committee. But I think now is the right time for us to stand up that technology ad hoc committee. And Dave.
Well, we're getting a lot. It all keeps coming back. It keeps coming back to technology with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing it now. So as
the chair, seems to be a linchpin.
Yeah. So as the chair, I can. What's the word I'm looking for? You know the word.
Kick butt, build a fire.
Reinstate.
Reinstate. Thank you, Erica. Much more tactful than Gene's suggestion.
Yeah, that was a little more tactful than mine. Yeah, so, I think that's a great idea. And I think you'd find more people that want to be on it.
So I'll always have your back.
It's going to find people that want to be on that committee, Dave. There's a lot of interest in that.
Do you have specific names, Gene?
It's all a blur in my mind, but I'll get them. What I'll do actually is ask the chairs for recommendations of who their IT folks in the group are who've expressed that interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you want to do that, Gene, or do you want me to send out an email to all of SCAC?
Why don't you do it to all of SCAC, but I'll remind them when I sit in on their meetings too. Do the exact
same thing. So we need to be careful. The number needs to be less than quorum. And so I think right now, Dave, the questions that the IT or the technology committee was originally looking at are still the basic questions. What is there access? And is there knowledge? Is there education? Do seniors know how to use technology and the devices? And do they have access to devices and connectivity? So those are things, and it really ties in beautifully with the speaker.
And that could lead to.
But it really ties in beautifully with.
And that ties in with, do they have mobility? Can they get to those places? And if not, how about a mentoring program? In fact, the group mentioned, how about using the colleges, getting some of their interns to kind of act as mentors?
Well, and we do, I know, again, I don't need to keep coming back to my city, but because I know what's going on here, where the tech tutors, the high school students, are doing it via phone with the seniors. So it is still taking place, and they do have some online classes too, but for those who aren't there yet, they are doing it via phone. But I lost my train of thought. What was I saying before?
Well, you were talking about the high school kids mentoring and helping out those seniors.
No. So so Dave, those are the two questions that really need to be answered. Oh, I was saying this ties in beautifully to the speaker that we're going to have at the workshop with the get set up, because that's
and that workshop is the May one, right?
No, that's our March workshop. That's next month.
Oh, next month. Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah, how many workshops? We use that term. Maybe we had to specify. When I hear workshop, I think one
thing. That's March. Our SCAC workshop is really our next meeting in March.
Yeah. March 12th is the workshop.
Right.
Or whatever we're calling it.
A workshop. What's
the May 14th one? What are we calling it?
I don't know. What is
just May workshop?
14th? I don't know what you're referring
to. May 14th, I had down. Erica said something about a workshop on May 14th. No? I must be hallucinating. Okay, so we have no workshop on May 14th.
We're going to ask you what's in your coffee, Gene.
Yeah, apparently. You know what? I can use that analogy with this group. I'm like a record that's playing, at high speed instead of that, what is it, 55? The one with a big hole in it that goes real
45,
slow.
Gene, 45.
45, thank you, Phil. And I didn't know that, but I was hoping I'd get bailed out by someone more senior than me. Thank you.
Gene's problem is he's probably got a different set of colored markers than he can do.
But a 78 world.
Dave, I'm glad you said that, because I'm imagining Gene there with fluorescent markers highlighting.
I do miss that, though. So,
man,
it brought a lot of color into my life.
Yes, Gene does bring color into people's lives. So thank you for that, Gene.
Here, let me let you live vicariously.
Okay. Oh, there we go. All right.
Okay. So, Dave, do you have any questions regarding the technology committee, or do you want to think about it and then you and I can talk? I mean,
let's you and I talk, and I'm still quasi serving on the OC Spa Tech Committee.
Good.
I think Tish was doing most of that, but with her departure, I'll have to step up and participate in that more, but I'm getting their minutes and so forth.
Okay, so that'll be good. Yeah, so you and I, let's not take up everybody's time right now.
No,
what we'll do is we'll talk, and I will send out an email to all of SCAC to see if there's anyone else who would like to work with you and be part of that committee. You do need a couple of people on that committee.
Right.
But, okay.
I got to tell you, Tish has been attending most of my committee meetings, and we're going to miss her. You wouldn't think she was going anywhere. She's just full of ideas, spewing them out there. Oh, I won't be back though. And I'm like, oh man. So we need a strong replacement like that.
So are we, Phil?
I'm not volunteering, but I need to add
yes,
something.
Yes, you are. I saw your finger.
Yeah, I'm going away.
I need to, and I'll second it.
going back to where Gene was in the conversation, do we have a schematic of information flow from when something is spoken or said all the way to the senior, all the way to the individuals that need to get it? And it goes, it must segment all over the place, but do we have some sort of schematic that we can follow, or we can see the different trails where the information starts and then ends up? Am I losing you?
What information are you referring to, Phil?
Oh, okay. This new program, Get Set Up. If somebody was...
I suspect that would be our minutes, Phil, but to your direct question, no.
Well, the direct question is, after we're done with a committee meeting and we have things that we want the public to know, or from SEC, if we wanted the seniors to know, is there a trail that we could verify that they're getting that information? Gene was talking about that earlier. You don't know if the information is getting out there, and you don't know where it stopped, and you don't know if it's getting where it belongs?
Well, again, I think, and the rest of you jump in if I'm not understanding this correctly, but that's the role of the senior center liaisons. So we as the board or the standing committee, or I as the chair, provide information to the senior center liaisons. That's usually done in the form of a flyer the Office on Aging has prepared. And then, because every city operates differently, so we can't say it's going to be the same flow to each end recipient. So that's why it's put in the hands of the senior center director to then get the information out to their
residents. Give me a buzz when you get this message.
So we're relying on the senior centers versus the maybe some of the people that absolutely need it, but they are not part of a senior center.
The senior center and also the cities too.
Okay.
So, and the cities regularly get information from the Office on Aging and post that.
Okay.
Does anyone else have anything to contribute to that? Okay.
Oh.
Well, you made a good point, Elaine, that we need to make sure that our to Phil's point, that the information is going to those centers and also to our cities and on their website. I don't know how many cities actually have an active website. I know we do, and we would print that, and we do print that kind of stuff on there so that seniors have access to that, assuming they have a television and they can watch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Elizabeth.
I'm concerned about the city, Mission Viejo, where Dave and I live. As soon as I get the information, I send it to the senior center. I never see where that stuff goes. Dave, what about you? I'm concerned.
Have you talked to the director?
I have, and she said, oh yeah, I think you have to first have called for information. I never see it out at all. And so I'd like to get from Melanie McCrane, where exactly is it going? It sounds like your city, Elaine, is doing a great job, but I'm concerned about Mission Viejo.
Well, I would suggest, and especially since Melanie is new in this role, is sitting down and maybe you and Dave together, you know, arrange. Mm-hmm. I would say go in and meet, but we're not meeting. Right. Arrange a Zoom call, and if you want me to be part of it as the chair, I'd be happy to do that. But introduce yourselves as SCAC members and on the executive board, and that you have tons of great information.
Yeah.
To serve the seniors in Mission Viejo, and you'll be sending it to her. And how does she plan on distributing it? Maybe she hasn't thought about that, or maybe she hasn't, because I know when I get it, I send it not only to the senior center, but I also send it to the person in the city who does the social media. So, and also to the president of the senior club. So maybe you need to have that conversation, because that hasn't been thought of. And I know our senior center also prints up flyers and puts, well, when it was open, would print up things and put them out on the counter.
Well, I know the senior center did an excellent job of technology help before they closed the doors, because right. they had a regular guy that came in, and I participated in a couple of them myself when we first moved down here. But I think, you know, closing the doors has really caused confusion, or, you know, the new paths that have to be developed.
Well, and you also may not be aware of, I don't want to keep referring to my city, but they have a list of seniors who regularly come to the center and call them like once a week. And so even if the seniors are not using technology, they're getting a phone call. There's a whole list that they go down. I mean, staff is doing that and calling them. So maybe that is taking place and you don't realize it's taking place because both of you are, you know, are using technology. So it's worth a conversation. And I think that now, and especially in Mission Viejo, this is the opportune time because Melanie is new in that role.
Well, she's not that new. I mean, she's been working there as the second in command for a few years now.
She was second in command. She wasn't first in command.
Right, right.
I think just sitting down with her, Elizabeth, would be a good idea.
I think so, too.
And I think she's got to reestablish the senior center community committee, too. And I think she's been waiting for the opportunity. And I think if we give her that opportunity, she'll do an excellent job.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So I'll leave it to the two of you to meet with Melanie. And please let me know how you'd like me to assist in that. I'd be happy to. But I'll leave it up to the two of you to drive that.
Okay.
And Melanie serves on the OC Spot Technology Committee too. So that's another
way. Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've got all your people in line, Dave, for your technology committee.
And my wife was, chair of the Senior Center Advisory Committee too for the.
Oh wow!
And I chaired it before that.
Mm-hmm. Wow! Well, got all the right group. People. Okay.
Elizabeth, we'll get your pandemic group together, and we could really have a meeting with Melanie.
Okay. Anything else on the standing committees before we move on?
Yeah, Elaine, real quick. I just want to make sure how we left the flyers. So I'll make the suggestion to Meredith to tweak that to provide Senior Center that it meets every third Wednesday of the month. But is that something, Erica, you wanted to confirm with somebody before I get back with her? Or what is, are they good to go with this? Or what's your thoughts, Elaine? The flyer.
That's up to Erica. I don't know if she needs to have it go through approval process before it goes out. That's up to Erica.
Yeah, I just need to get a quick review and approval. Usually our county council likes to take a look at flyers that are public facing. But as soon as we have the template that's approved to form, they can just use that and update it with the details and the content that they need to.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Thank you. I believe Carissa's already sent that to you. Did you not, Carissa? Yeah, she's nodding her head. So you should have it already, Erica. So just let me know.
Okay, it won't be long.
You. Perfect. Thank you, Chair.
Anything else, Gene?
Nope.
Okay, thanks. Okay, now on to item number 7, Chair Report. SCAC membership. So as you know, Tish Leone is moving and she has submitted her resignation in writing effective February 28th. She would like though to come to the March meeting just to say goodbye. So I know she's been very involved with SCAC the years that she's been here. And I think we will feel that move, but hopefully we do get some a very good replacement. I have, once again, contacted the supervisors who have vacancies to remind them of that. And hopefully we'll get some new members there. We had a guest attend, Nancy Lee. I don't know if any of you know Nancy. I believe she's from the Fullerton area, attended our meeting on Friday. She is a potential applicant. And she was very impressed with SCAC, the members and the conversation. Unfortunately, she was too impressed and was a little concerned that it might be a little much for her right now. So I did talk to her. She will pop in occasionally to our meetings because she really likes our mission. And I really respect the fact that she's very involved in her own community and didn't want to fall short on any of those commitments that she already has. So she may consider SCAC for the future. So we may see her, you know, occasionally at our meetings. Again, this is her kind of dipping her toe in the water and making sure that's a commitment she can uphold. But she was very interested. So we do have a couple of members to, or a member to approve to SCAC, and then some standing committee appointments. So you all received the application from Irene Martinez, and this would be for a SCAC appointment. And where is my, I always forget that we need to say the year. Anyway, she is with Meals on Wheels and comes very highly recommended. And let's see, I'm just trying to see where the balance, we have one. Okay, so I think as we've done in the past with our new members to approve them for a 1 year membership to make sure that it's a right fit. And then after going forward, we can approve for 2 year memberships. If the board is in agreement with that, then this term would end December 2021. So are there any questions or discussion regarding Irene's application? Is there a motion to approve Irene Martinez as a member of SCAC, appointed for the executive board, term expiring December 2021? Moved by Elizabeth.
Right.
I'll second.
Seconded by Cynthia. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
I'll second.
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Yay, we have a new SCAC member. So Erica or Carissa, if you could please let her know, that would be appreciated. And then I know, and if you've all seen all the work Carissa has after we appoint a member to SCAC, she has to send them lots of forms and make sure she gets them back. So thank you in advance, Carissa. Okay, we have several members to appoint to standing committees. These are all new members. They've all attended at least one standing committee meeting. So I believe we could do it with one motion, unless there's any concern. Okay, we'll do it with one motion. I'll read them off. For the Legislative Standing Committee, Nelida Mendoza. For Housing and Transportation, Cecilia Aguinaga, Denise Barnes, and Amelia Castro. And for Health and Nutrition, Crystal Miles and Nicolette Arujo. So those are for standing committees. Just to note that Nicolette is not a member of SCAC and she's just applying for the standing committee. So is there Erica?
Is Cecilia a member of SCAC?
Yes. Erica?
Did we mention Irene Martinez? Did she select a standing committee?
She selected a standing committee, but I don't believe she has attended. Has she attended a standing committee meeting?
Well, that's right. She's got to attend one. That's right.
I know. That's kind of that quirk in there.
Got it. Got it.
But she,
does anyone know that that Irene has attended a standing committee?
No. She indicated that she wanted to be on Health and Nutrition, which made sense, and she's on Meals and Wheels.
But did she attend a meeting?
I haven't.
No, I haven't seen her, Elaine.
No. Okay, so we'll wait. Next meeting, we will appoint her to the standing committee after she's attended. Jean.
Is Cecilia Aguinaga, is she a member of SCAC?
Yes, she is. She's an appointee of Chairman Doe.
Okay. Very interesting person.
Do you need a second, Elaine? I mean, do you need a motion?
Yes, because I don't remember where we left off. So yes, I can do the motion.
I think you need a motion, but I'm not going to be able to repeat all those names.
So you can move as presented, Cynthia?
Yes. Okay. I will move as presented.
I'll second.
And seconded by Dave. Any further discussion or questions? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Thank you. Approved. They are all appointed to their standing committees. So, and we will, Irene Martinez, as soon as she attends the standing committee, then we can approve her.
That's, do they get an orientation of some sort, Elaine?
Yes, I call them. Carissa sends them lots of paperwork. And then Carol Downey is our new member mentor. So after I've talked to them, I connect them with Carol.
Yeah, I just want to make sure they're aware of what their role is, mm-hmm. what we can and can't do.
Yeah. And that's also why I like to talk to the applicants before they even apply, to make sure they understand the commitment and what their role is. And so that's why I put my phone number out there for anyone, you know, call me, I'll be happy to talk to you. So even if you as executive board members have a potential applicant, please give them my number so we can talk, because I'd rather have a vacant seat than a seat filled by someone who's not going to do anything or doesn't understand what their role is.
And that gets back, Elaine, to your previous comments about maybe some of these people from the last meeting need maybe a refresher on what to do. Thank you.
We will refresh them tactfully. Okay. Any other, Dave?
Yeah. Could we get a list of all members now and the committees that they serve on? I know that's a changing document.
Carissa sent one out not too long ago. So and we'll do a new one, but if you have the roster she sent out just a few weeks ago, the only new one would be Irene Martinez and then the standing committee assignments.
Okay. Is there any way that can be posted under the SCAC?
Because that becomes public information, and then you've got everyone's emails and phone numbers out there, and then you know that they're seniors, so it just makes them very vulnerable. So it's better to have it.
Didn't we add Denise Barnes too?
Yes, Denise Barnes.
And she's on H&T.
She was on there.
Housing and Transit.
She dropped off after she wasn't reelected, but now she's been appointed, I believe.
Yeah, now she's an appointee of Supervisor Casey.
Yeah.
So okay. she had a gap in there of a few months. Okay, anything else regarding membership or standing committees? The March workshop, I think Erica covered that very well. Just be sure to come ready to participate. And this is where we did the bulk of our work. This is what the standing committees should have been working towards all year and even last year, to bring input to the workshop, because this is our work part. This is how what we do gets out there to the Board of Supervisors. So, be prepared, bring your ideas. If you need to have your notes with you with what your standing committee has talked about, that's fine. But this is the opportunity to do it, because once after that workshop is over, Erica and I have to take everything that was said and put it into something that's presentable. And then that'll come to the board and to SCAC, and then we'll deliver it on May 11th. And Erica, do you know, is that going to be a virtual meeting? How are we going to the Board of Supervisors in person, or how are we doing that? Do you know yet?
So it's still a little bit of a ways off. They're really discouraging people not to attend the board meetings in person unless it's absolutely necessary. But if there is going to be some sort of a presentation, that you'll need to go to the podium, I would say just pick, either just yourself, Elaine, or maybe yourself and one other SCAC member to go. But we won't be able to sit in the audience and stay for the whole meeting. You just go in, you give your presentation. If there's any questions, they'll go ahead and ask their questions, and then you just get excused and then have to leave the boardroom.
Okay, so we'll wait till probably mid to end of April before we revisit that. I think we'll have a better idea. Okay.
Yeah, I think things are changing quickly now. There seems to be some discussion about reopening things that haven't been in a year. I know some of our county buildings are starting to reopen in the next week or so. So maybe things will look different by May, hopefully.
Okay. We all hope that. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Item 7B, chair comments. it rides on to what I was just talking about, our new members and our workshop. We have a lot of new members on SCAC now, and we have a lot of new members who seem to be want to be engaged and participating. I'm asking all of you to make the effort to reach out to them. I know I've talked to all of them, but also you feel free to call them, or when you're in your committee meeting, reach out to them, include them in the conversation. I'll tell you, when I first joined SCAC, it was what, 6-7 years ago? I almost didn't stay on SCAC. I almost quit because there was no connection. And I had difficulty understanding, what am I doing here and why is this work important? Because it seemed like we just came to a meeting and then left. So please make that effort to reach out to the members, especially since we have some members who are very involved in their communities, and either professionally or as a volunteer. And then when in the workshop, especially, include them in the conversation. So someone may not have had experience professionally or may not have worked with a senior organization, but they are still representatives from their communities. So please include them in the conversations. Let them know that we value their participation and we value them as a member of SCAC. So we want to be sure, that we are including them and reaching out and letting them know how valuable they are. So you should have their phone numbers. If you don't, that's the doorbell for a delivery. Now you're going to hear the dogs bark. But that's all I have to say, is just to be sure to include them and make that extra effort as the leaders of SCAC, as the executive board, make that extra effort to reach out. I know you're all really friendly people, but look around the room or look around the Zoom screen with you. And if someone's not engaged in the conversation, be sure to include them. Thank you. And now we are on to the secretary report. Elizabeth.
All right. Only 9 members have submitted their January volunteer hours. So we need maybe just a reminder to be sent out. Remember to submit your volunteer hours at the end of each month, because we only have 9 out of 31 or 32 members.
You said that we could do it every other month, so I'm going to be doing mine.
That's fine. Okay. Save 55 cents. Okay.
Yeah, and remember, these hours are not something we made up. This is a requirement of the Board of Supervisors, and it's to be volunteer hours serving the community. I know Elizabeth had a question from a new member who wanted to include all the time that she takes care of her husband. That's not community service. That's
family service.
Uh-huh. Yes, my husband's a tech. Don't tell him this. He is a senior. If I put down all the hours I spent cooking dinner or whatever. No, it's volunteering in the community. So we need to make sure that's clear, but maybe if a reminder is sent out. And then also we're pretty early in the year, but soon we're gonna get to the point where we're gonna need to review members in good standing. There's 3 things to be a member in good standing: attending the SCAC meetings, attending your standing committee meetings, and the hours. And if someone's not a member of good standing, that needs to be conveyed to their appointing body. So,
okay. And I have one question real quick. So the hours I spent doing the liaison report, does that count?
Oh yes. Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. So hours spent on SCAC things. And as a board member, you're going to have more hours, and especially you had a bulk of hours, Cynthia, with all that administrative work with the liaison. And then whenever you need to update it or, maybe touch base with the different liaisons to see that they are actually connecting, all of that counts. Okay, Elizabeth, anything else?
Well, we've only had 2 meetings this month, but so far the attendance has been very good. So that part's nice.
We're glad to hear that. Nobody's in trouble yet. No one's on the brink. Okay, very good. Okay, any questions for Elizabeth? Okay, let's move on to Cynthia, Senior Center Liaisons.
Okay, thank you. So you got your new report, and we said a number of times, and Elaine said it best at the general. Let's just try to, and I'm working up my end even better to open up that communication between your senior centers. Not much has changed, but I did make one change for me especially. So I think hopefully you'll like it, where your contact now is on this one sheet, where you don't have to go back and forth to just where the phone numbers were on another sheet. So hopefully everybody will like that. Is there any questions in regards to your appointments? Has everybody been able to look at it? And I'll let you go ahead, Elaine, and take over if I missed anything. But if
no, I think that was, I really appreciate the change that you made on there. We have everything on one page that really made it a lot easier for the members to see, okay, here's the center and here's who I contact. So thank you for doing that. Another set of eyes is always good. So thank you. Okay, so just make sure you're connecting with the senior centers, and that's how we get the communication out. I know that's been a question that's been brought up a few times at this meeting, and that's how we do that.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Cynthia?
I don't think so. If you have any questions, just notify me, and hopefully you all like your appointments. Not a lot has changed, so. And we kept the executive board down to the minimum, so it's mostly other people.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Phil Mandeville. Oh, Elizabeth, you have a question?
Yes, on this form, when it says Santa Ana, Santa Ana, there are four different places, and at the top for each of the four in Santa Ana, it says Cecil. And then the Cecilia spelling, you want Cecilia Aguinaldo. But it's the spelling is totally wrong.
Okay.
On all four for Santa Ana.
Okay. We'll correct that next time it goes out.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Phil?
Sorry about that.
Hello. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. I'm on my way to my doctor's appointment. So sorry I couldn't be on the Zoom. But for April, we have Ollie in regards to education, and of course that has to do with mental health as well as isolation and all of the others, and the new tech for people. They have a program that's unbelievable. You're probably all aware. I wasn't, but we have Joyce who will be the presenter, and she's an amazing person, and they just love to get on Zoom and help people be educated and informed as well as entertained. So, and then
is it an organization? I didn't catch what the name of the program is.
Yes, that's why I used the word Ollie, and I left my notes at my desk. Orange, well, has to do with colleges. It has to do with learning, lifelong learning.
I think it's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. That's the O-L-L-I.
Yes. Yes. See, Erica, back me up. Thank you. But it fits into everything that we've been discussing about mental health, isolation, and then having the ability to have the tech with computers, being able to have computers for seniors if they want them, as well as the tech now coming into everything. So I'm excited about the program. Phil or Len Orland will do the flag and Phil Mandeville will do the inspiration.
It's the day for Phil's. Okay.
It's the day for Phil's.
And is Ollie a nonprofit organization?
Well, what we're going to learn about is all of the free, because I think you have to pay a tuition if you want to get credit for something. But for the non-credit, all of the free, I believe that would be okay.
Okay, yeah, we want to just be sure that it's not a sales presentation.
Oh, no, not at all. No, we talked about that, yes.
Okay. And will they have a PowerPoint that they'll be sending to
Yes.
Okay, and you will introduce the speaker?
Phil Mandeville.
Yes. Okay. All right, any questions for Phil on the April program? Okay, and what do you have for May, Phil?
May is our workshop. Not our workshop. I haven't nailed it down totally, but I believe it's called Blues. And I'll get you more information on that because that's also on my desk. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I'll call you later today, Phil, that we can just touch base on some of the programs.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, have a good doctor's appointment.
Oh, I always do.
Yay. <Thank you. laughs> We like to hear that. Okay. And any questions for Phil? Okay. Well, you drive safely, Phil.
Thank you. I'll be listening to y'all.
Okay. Okay, now we are down to item number 11, announcements. Anyone have an announcement? Anything that they want to share, tell us, ask us? Okay. I would just like to say thank you to John Pointer and the California Senior Legislature, because this Thursday, I will be sharing with the ACCOC Legislative Committee the support letter portal presentation that John made to our SCAC Legislative Committee. So that's a valuable tool, and I am really seeking to have collaboration between different organizations that have items of mutual interest. And I did, I'm never going to use anyone's work product without their permissions. And I did get Janice Bailey's not only permission, but encouragement. And she sent me more information too. So, but thank you for bringing that to SCAC, John. Much appreciated. Okay. Anything else? Okay. If there's nothing else, we are going to adjourn. I'm giving you one last chance because once we adjourn, you won't see these smiling faces for a few weeks. Okay, remember, bring your A game to the March workshop. And be checking your emails for whatever we send out. So this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.